ओम शांति। रिवीलिंग द फेस ऑफ द फ्यूचर। फेस ऑफ द फ्यूचर मीन्स द फेस ऑफ डिटीज। In golden age, the face of deities would be fully decorated with divine virtues, divine qualities. Anybody could observe divinity in their life. In their nature, in their samskars, in their habits, easily we can observe divinity. And if we really would like to reveal the face of the future, we need to adopt divine qualities in our life. I would like to share some points which would be useful for imbibing divine qualities in our life. First point, always think that I am on the world stage and a hero part player. I am being watched by hundreds and thousands of people. If my face would be sad, then my face will give sadness to them also. Because all the actors are always observing the hero actor. We are all the hero actors in that unlimited drama. Our responsibility is to share happiness to others. And for that, we must experience happiness constantly on our face. Our Father, God Himself, want to make all His children as a shining roses. The habit of smiling can make me the fan of God. Second point, always consider yourself as a mobile museum. If somebody goes in a museum, he can learn many things. He can see many things. In the same way, I am a mobile museum. If I would have this aim in my life, then automatically I experience progress in my life. Our aim should be very high, that I would like to teach inspiring lessons through my activities. In this way, our aim should be always very high. If we are progressing ourselves, that is a very good thing. But while progressing ourselves, if we help others to progress, that is a great thing. That is why, while being in the field of karma, we must think ourselves that I am a mobile museum. Third point, my face should reflect my internal stage. There is a saying, face is the mirror of our mind. Face is a mirror of our mind. If my heart is sad, then the reflection of that on my face would be also fade. If my heart is warm and happy, it will reflect as a blossoming flower. My face would be like a blossoming flower. There are three thieves. They get our happiness away. Which are those thieves? Fear, worries, and burden. These are the three tips. Since I become Baba's child, Baba removed all the worries. Then why should I experience worries in my life? Secondly, the Almighty Authority, Supreme Father, become my companion. Then why I should live under the fear? Baba has taken all the worries. then why I should experience worry in my life, burden in my life? It has taken my burden away. Why I should experience that burden in my life? The signs of worryless kings should be visible on my face. Fourth point, my face should reflect my great fortune. My divinized face can show my shining future. My face full with happiness can show my great fortune. But for that, I must be seated all the time on the seat of self-respect. When I, the soul, will sit on the seat of self-respect, then automatically we can experience great intoxication. Brahma Baba has always intoxication that I am going to become a Narayan, first number in this world. I am the father of humanity, Prajapita. He was always having unlimited intoxication on his face all the time. In this way, my face should reflect my great fortune. When we came to Baba, we sacrificed many things, worldly things, good food, outside restaurant food. Our face should not show the signs of sacrifice. But we must be extremely happy, extremely intoxicated, that our face should reflect our great fortune. Fifth point. In order to have royalty and reality on our face, follow Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba has always royalty and reality on his face. Baba was simple, yet simple. Baba was simple, but simple also. And that is why he became an example in front of this world. People used to call him as an uncrowned prince. Baba had a lot of glory on his face. We must follow Baba in that aspect. We must copy Baba. In others' university, there is a restriction for copying. But in this university, Baba inspire us to do the copy of Brahma Baba. Because Brahma Baba made everything easy for us. Next point. For revealing the face of the future, my face should give inspiration. My face should give inspirations for adopting divinity. My divinized face is seen by hundreds and thousands of people. When I came in knowledge in 1972, my age was 22. And I was listening in Baba's Murli, we have to follow purity throughout the life. I was thinking, how that can be possible? But when I came here in 1973 for meeting Bab Dada first time, I met one senior brother. And I saw a glory of purity on his face. When I observed the glory of purity on his face, I got inspiration that I can make my life like this brother also. Many people think that to adopt the qualities, divine qualities like fearlessness, politeness, easy nature. But when they see the face full with all the virtues, then they think that is easy to inculcate these qualities. That is why my face should give inspirations to others for adopting the divine qualities in their life. Next point, seventh point. I have to become a role model. Always keep in your mind that I have to become a role model. In this world, people wish to progress. For the same, they are looking a role model. And when I would have the aim, I would like to become a role model, then automatically I would start adopting divine virtues in my life. I saw Prakash Mani Dadiji. I stay with her in Madhuban 30 years. Dadiji did lots of service through her shining face. She was a role model for me also, because I learned many things from her practical life. Everyone felt love and the sense of belongingness from Dadiji. That is why we must have such type of the high aim that I really would like to become a role model, example in front of others. And eighth point is, experiencing Karam Yogi and an angelic stage. When I experience myself as a Karam Yogi, then the glory on my face would increase automatically. While performing action, we can experience angelic stage also. Angels always full with the three things. Full with intoxication, full with virtues, and full with powers. Because they are experiencing, Baba is Karan Karavanhar, I am Karanhar. And that is why they experience lightness. And by experiencing lightness, they can easily experience flying stage, angelic stage in their life. What I mean to say, Baba already had given the signal. You have done lots of service through the actions and through the words. Now in future, very soon in future, you have to do lots of service through your face and your character. We have to reveal Baba through our face and character. But for that, our face must be perfect. Must be perfect. What does it mean? As an actor, before applying makeup on his face, he cleans his face. Then apply the makeup. In the same way, if we would like to do the makeup of soul, we must clean the soul. It means we must get rid of the traces of vices, shortcomings, bad habits on one hand. And on the other hand, we must imbibe divine qualities in our life. For this task, we need two powers. Power of knowledge and power of yoga. There is an equation. Knowledge plus yoga is equal to dharana. Knowledge plus yoga is equal to dharana, means imbibing divine qualities in our life. We must develop these powers day by day in our life. Through churning, we can develop the power of knowledge. We can understand the clarity about any values, any virtues. I like one sentence very much. There is no value without values. There is no value of human being without values. And as much we are imbibing values in our life, that much our value is increasing. That is why we must imbibe this divine values, moral values in our life. Because every day we are listening Murli. Every day we are practicing yoga. But when we are coming in a gathering, we observe traces of vices in our life. Sometimes we get irritated. Sometimes we become angry. This type of these traces we are observing in the soul. Now if we really would like to get free from all the dirt, all the traces of vices, we really need to have powerful yoga. Along with the power of knowledge, we need to have power of yoga also. Because through churning of knowledge, we receive the light from Son of Knowledge Baba in our intellect. And as much the light of knowledge is increasing in our intellect, that much our capacity to receive might from Baba is increasing. Our aim is to become lighthouse and might house stage. That is why through churning we can understand the secret of every sentence of Murli's. And because of that, our yoga is becoming easy. Now, I would like to give you clarity for having a powerful yoga. How can we practice powerful yoga? There are four steps in this process. First step, if we really would like to experience powerful yoga, we need to experience deep and powerful soul conscious stage. We must follow special method for practicing this soul conscious stage. Which is that method? Sit in solitude and focus the eye of intellect in the center of your forehead and visualize very clearly and deeply the true identity of a soul. I am a shining, sparkling star. Visualize clearly and deeply point of light and then be in that stage as long as you can. I am a shining point of light. But what type of the light am I? I am peaceful light. The waves of peace are radiating from me all around me in this atmosphere. Percentages of visualization must increase gradually and gradually, and time of being in that stage should increase gradually and gradually. Then only we can experience powerful soul conscious stage. Deep and powerful soul conscious stage. Our destination is experiencing 100% soul consciousness and 0% body consciousness. That is our destination. We must keep on progressing. Because Baba has said that as much the easy the practice of soul conscious stage, that much easy yoga for you. You can remember easily Baba. Because when we are having awareness of body, our intellect is wandering here, there and there, behind the bodily being, bodily things and bodily world. Moment we are thinking ourselves, experiencing ourselves as a soul, intellect is going upwards. Father of a soul. That is why first aspect, develop the depth of soul conscious stage. Get detached from your bodily instrument. Second stage, once you become detached from your body, you must go upwards. You must sit in front of Baba, in Baba's company. But who can take you there? Spiritual intoxication can take you there. When we experience very good self-respect, we experience very good spiritual intoxication. And because of that, our mind and intellect become light, full with happiness and full intoxication and full with lightness, then automatically our mind and intellect would go in soul world and we can easily sit in front of Baba. We can easily get the connection with Baba. Either there would be worldly intoxication or there would be godly intoxication. When you would have godly intoxication, then you would be detached from this old world. There won't be any sort of worldly intoxication. That is why we must keep on increasing spiritual intoxication for having powerful yoga. Now third aspect. You sat down already with Baba in soul world. But now in this situation, if you would like to maintain consistency in connection, you must increase the percentage of love for Baba. Your heart must overflow with true godly love. Because the love is the most powerful magnetic power in this world. Because of that power of love, we can experience combined stage with Baba. We are having love for Baba, there is no doubt. That's how we are here. But for having powerful yoga, we must have maximum percentage love towards Baba. Our intellect must not go towards any physical being or any physical things. We must not share our love with physical things and physical beings. We must experience Baba as my world. While living in this world, we must experience Baba is my world. In this world, there are two things only. Person and position. Person and physical being and physical things. Whatever we are receiving from physical beings and physical things, if we start receiving that from Baba, then automatically we can experience Baba as my whole world. And when the percentage of love is increasing for Baba, we can experience combined stage with Baba, we can get fully merged in the ocean of love, Baba. And because of that, loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage automatically. Because Baba is on one hand, he is an ocean of love, and on the other hand, he is an ocean of powers also. He is a son of knowledge. That is why loveful stage can convert in a powerful stage easily. That is why fourth aspect is, we must have the art of experiencing different relationship with Baba. Because we had karmic account with many souls, positive and negative karmic account with many souls. Because we play throughout the cycle, we play already our role. That's why we may have account with many souls, physical things and physical beings. And because of that, our intellect can get pulled easily towards these things and beings. By developing knowledge power and yoga power, we must settle all these accounts. And we must have the art of experiencing all relationship with Baba only. So no one and none can pull my intellect. I can be with Baba all the time. I can experience Baba's elevated company. because through powerful yoga only there would be collection of powers. We are practicing yoga morning and evening, we are receiving little power, but we are using that powers throughout the day. We are having so many thoughts in our mind, and through that thoughts we are using and losing so much power. That is why if we really would like to have the collection of powers, we need to develop yoga quality wise and quantity wise also. And that is why we must have this art, experiencing relationship with Baba. And as much the power of yoga and power of knowledge is increasing, then automatically we can inculcate the divine virtues in our life, and our face would be full with divine qualities, full with divinity. And then we can get golden chance to reveal Baba. Because Baba is incognito. His powers are incognito. How can Baba will reveal in this world? If the creation is such a wonderful, how would be the creator? People's attention will go towards Baba automatically through we children. That is why for revealing the face of the future, we have to inculcate all the divine qualities. There is a list of 36 divine qualities. We must check that how many qualities I imbibe in my life and how many I have to imbibe. And then if you are missing, then do special efforts for few months for imbibing that particular quality in your life and experience that quality in your life. Okay? Now let us have the experience of wonderful meditation. Would you like to do that? Everybody? Then could you please clap for 1 minute? Sit upright. Just relax. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, is a sparkling star. Twinkling star, wonderful star, radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form. That is a divine point of light. I am a pure light. Spreading the light of purity in this atmosphere. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. I, the soul point of light, is getting detached from this bodily instrument. And sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards. Toward the soul world. Flying beyond the sun. The moon. And the stars. Oh, I arrived at a subtle world. Here everywhere there is a bright divine light. I, the soul, point of light, adopt a dress of divine light, a dress of an angel. How beautiful is this dress? Oh, the emperor of angels, my sweet Brahma Baba. Is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest Father Shiv Baba is also present in him. Bab Dada gives me love field drishti.
I the angel is enjoying Baba's wonderful drishti. And getting lost in Baba's arm. Experiencing happiness. As an angel, three things are full in me. I, the angel, is full with intoxication, full with powers, and full with divine virtues. My face is fully decorated with divine qualities. I, the soul, is leaving this angelic dress and sitting again in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards, flying and flying towards the soul world. Oh ho, I arrived at the soul world. This world is full with golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home, my sweet home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. I, the soul, is visualizing Baba's beautiful form with the eye of intellect. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. Baba is unlimited source of spiritual powers. Baba is a son of knowledge. He's most powerful than this physical sun. I, the soul, point of light, is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays constantly over me. I am receiving and receiving unlimited powers from the source. Son of knowledge, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I feel very light and happiness. Bhava is my best companion. I am enjoying his company. Truly, these are the diamond moments of my life, in which I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of God. I, the soul, filled with powers, I'm sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying towards the corporeal world via subtle region, and sitting again in this bodily house in the center of my forehead. I am a powerful soul, master, almighty soul, radiating the living waves of powers in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere. As is my father is a point of light, so is the form of myself is a point of light. Sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. Sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead and radiating the eight powers in this atmosphere. Om Shanti.